It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are presented by the Keystone Sports Network, and you are about to enjoy Tucker's Tape with Ross the Boss on the Keystone Kickoff Show. And this segment is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you have any thoughts of an RV for a Penn State game, a couple Penn State games, a single Penn State game, GoPSURV is your ticket. Check out their website, GoPSURV.com. Welcome in, Ross. I hope you had a good 4th of July holiday. Good to see you again.
I did, yes. Yeah. Celebrated my youngest daughter's 5th birthday. Makes me feel old. I liked having, you know, when they're younger than 5, it's like, oh, they're just still like a little tiny baby girl. And now it's like, now 5. It's like, what are you doing with your life, Helen?
My kindergarten's on deck, right?
Go ahead.
My daughter for 4th of July, here's how fast the time flies, asked me to mix her pina coladas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's just, I'm just saying that. Like, hey, Dad, can you make a blender of pina coladas for me?
I was going to say I don't want that, but if I could fast forward from age 14 to 24 through those 10 years, I probably would take it.
So, anyway, we got a couple 2019 Penn State recruits for you to break down. Penn State has been busy since we all last convened and met.
It's kind of funny, too, because this is the dead period.
Yes, it is.
They're not allowed to come on campus. You're not allowed to go visit them. There's no camps, but it just goes to show there really is no dead period. There's always communications going on, Twitter, whatever.
So it's funny. Our boss, Jim, said to me last week, he said, you can do a minute for me over the weekend after Lift or Life or find something. He goes, because I don't expect any recruits or something fresh because it's the dead period. And then the very next day, I sent him a text. I'm like, yep, Dixon is in. So let's start with the latest. July 4th was a happy
celebration.
Celebration for Penn State. Wide receiver John Dunmore gave his verbal declaration for Penn State. 6'2", 175-pound, 4-star from Chaminade Madonna Prep School in Hollywood, Florida. He's the 11th recruit in the 2019 class, and he chose Penn State over Auburn, Miami, Florida, and Florida State, among others. He's the number 19 ranked wide receiver. He's just outside the top 100 nationally at 107. He is a talented receiver. Receiver is always something Penn State takes, but that sort of spokes off the wheel of his commitment, being from Florida, the schools he was going against, the fact that, you know, Jawan Sider had a relationship with him that came to fruition. All of those things matter, too, in this one. But, Ross, break it down for us.
Well, so the first thing that jumps out to me is he has excellent size already and growth potential. I mean, he's a pretty big kid and looks well put together, but you know he can get thicker.
Right.
And he uses it really well. I mean, like the first 10 plays on his highlight video are all fade balls in the end zone where these poor DBs, they're doing everything they can to try to cover him. But he's so big, he's so good at boxing people out, he's so good in those jump ball and contested catch situations. I remember I was thinking, wow, this guy's pretty impressive. The thing I like the most about him, he is physical and mean. Like not many wide receivers have blocks on their highlight video. He specifically has some blocking on his video where he's like knocking guys out. And I love that, you know, because it's not just about the fact that, okay, he'll block when he gets to be a college football player, which is a big part of it. But it's like, you know, he has the dog in him, you know, like, you know, he's got that fight in him to become a better player, to get off press coverage, those type of things. Really good leaping ability. Again, in those contested catch situations, knows how to high point the ball. Super, super soft hands. I mean, a lot of his catches, like especially those fades in the end zone, he ends up grabbing him with one hand. I mean, he's just that – his hands are that good. So the thing that I didn't see as much as I wanted on the video, he has good, but I'm not sure if he has elite speed. I don't know what they list him as. There wasn't a lot on the video of him taking a slant 60 yards to the house or really any – There weren't very many really big gains, period. So I just wonder. Now, there is a lot more speed in Florida.
I was going to say, isn't it a little different running against DBs in Florida than it is in New
Jersey? There is more speed in Florida, but I'm just wondering. It's just a question mark. Yeah. He might end up being the fast guy on their team. I don't know, but you just don't know. And then also agility. You know, he also, there's not a lot. There's some, but there's not a lot on the video of him, like, making guys miss,
right?
You know, wiggle. But you really, you can't have everything, right? So if you're going to be a big physical, high point, leaping ability receiver, those guys are usually not also jitterbug, speed demon. I mean, there's always some type of balance there. And what I thought was cool for him, though, is, you know, there's a decent amount of DB on the video, and he played quarterback a bunch too.
Right.
So he showed some versatility. Like he played safety in the middle of the field. He played corner pressing receivers. And at quarterback is where you actually saw a little bit more of the wiggle and versatility.
Yeah. And I mean, he's a four-star. Like that, if he's missing just a little bit of that or hasn't really manifested itself yet, then he'll probably be a five-star. I mean, you
that's
know,
that's a really good point.
Yeah. I mean,
if you have everything, you're probably you're a five-star. And
who knows? Maybe there's still time for him to get that, but he's a four-star for a reason.
And I don't know if you guys talked about this on News and Notes, but the one thing that should be mentioned is he has said publicly that Florida State's his dream school.
Right.
And reading between the tea leaves, there were several reports that said it doesn't really matter where he commits. It's not over yet. This is Florida State's going to be in this. Florida State has elected to not have any spring official visits or summer official visits. They're waiting for the season for all of them.
With the new coaching staff.
Right.
They're trying to distance themselves from the old.
Right. Now, the thing is, though, Franklin usually won't take a commit unless the kid promises that he's done.
You're
now,
done.
Micah Parsons. That's just, I'm Micah Parsons.
That's just right, Micah Parsons.
But
that's it.
But I just wonder, because there was enough innuendo about whether or not this was over or not.
Right, yeah, Florida State is his dream school. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want an RV for a Penn State game, please check them out. They have everything you need. GoPSURV.com.
Probably Wisconsin game.
.com.
Maybe a different one, but I'm definitely going to be at the Wisconsin game.
So you're saying that...
Well, it depends a little bit. Depends a little bit.
Is this
bit.
A verbal commitment, Ross?
I was about to call it that, Bobby.
No. I don't want to do that because I'm not ready to
James Franklin might be listening to this podcast.
I'm not ready to eliminate potential other weekends yet. So leaning towards Wisconsin. We'll get to the Wisconsin game a little bit later, by the way.
So we could say that Wisconsin is one of your final four.
Yes.
They're on your list.
Yeah, final four. That's perfect because there's a couple other games I could potentially do, and sometimes I go to the opener.
So the one,
well, not this year, but anyway, go ahead.
In his post-commitment, he gave an interview. In his post-commitment interview, I thought it was interesting that Dunmore gave this quote, which I've never heard a 17-year-old kid say something like this. His quote was, "Penn State is just lovely."
Yes.
And I'm like, you know what? You know how to endear
yourself. What movie is that? Lovely.
It's just lovely.
It's lovely.
He said, not too many players have the opportunity to go there, but he said it's not just too lovely. So Florida State's still in play for him, but
we'll see.
So between the last time we met, Penn State went in and got another during this dead period, so it's not so dead for Penn State. They got linebacker Lance Dixon, 6'2", 200-pound, four-star recruit from West Bloomfield High School in West Bloomfield, Michigan. He was the 10th verbal declaration in this class, and he chose Penn State over Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. Big Ten. He is the number 16 ranked outside linebacker in the country, and he's just inside the top 300 nationally.
Yeah, he's basically the prototype linebacker for college football right now, for the spread era.
I could not agree more.
He's long. He has cat-like quickness, agility, and change of direction in space, which is what they want. He's like a Manny Bowen that hopefully won't get in trouble and will become a better player. He shows raw speed. They have him on kickoffs, okay? Whether it's kickoff return, they have him on kickoffs. He can fly. I was told he ran a 4.4 at Penn State's camp. Like, so he's that type of speed. Outside runs, he's outside linebacker. Even when it looks like they get the edge on him, he gets down the line and chases running backs down. He's also really violent at the point of attack. Like when there's a fullback coming, because he's only like 6'3", 200 pounds. He might not even be that. He will come and get it. I mean, he will attack and he will rock that fullback or rock the ball carrier. And then the most impressive thing he did to me was he's only a high school junior playing off blocks in space against the wide game, right? So quick screens, jet sweeps. He was playing off those edge blockers, getting rid of them and being able to make plays. It was really, really impressive. He's good in coverage. He's a wrap-up tackler. And the point I would make here too, and we can get into him as a player, but I've been critical of Penn State saying, you know, what happened to dominate the state when they didn't get the two best linebackers in the state, Keith McGuire from Malvern Prep, who's going to Clemson, and Andre White from Harrisburg, who's going to Texas A&M, right?
Right.
And they didn't even offer McGuire, which is a whole other story, I guess. But I've been critical of them. Well, I think they only wanted like one or two linebackers in this class. And I think you could objectively look and say that Brandon Smith's definitely the best of them. Okay. Yeah. That's not even up for debate.
That's
and then I think you could objectively look at Lance Dixon. Like Lance Dixon is a better player than Andre White. And I think you could look at Lance Dixon and the Malvern Prep kid, Keith McGuire, and say Lance Dixon's better. So I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth, but I say they need to dominate the state and they're not getting the two best linebackers who are going to Clemson and A&M, but the two guys they got might be better. So it's kind of a weird dynamic, Bob, that you have Michigan and Virginia kids coming here and Pennsylvania kids going to South Carolina and Texas.
So, and I just wonder, now I'm just going to say this. I just wonder if Andre White has second thoughts about going to Texas A&M and maybe wants to consider Penn State. Is the door closed on that?
I would think it is.
Yeah. I would think so. Lance Dixon's better.
I know.
I mean, I'm just going
to say. Well, I'm sure there's room for Andre to get a little bit better, too, though.
There is, but I mean.
I also don't think they want another linebacker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's weird.
I mean, how many they bring in Micah and Lucada and.
Yeah, they've brought in plenty. This will be four linebackers in two recruiting
It classes. Would just be funny if there's now no room at the end for a player like Andre White at Penn State, which speaks to what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How well they're doing.
Yeah, Lance Dixon, the last thing I want to say was it. You talked about him getting off the blocks. The patience he showed as an outside linebacker, which is, I think, one of the most undervalued things, is that he has the patience to let the game come to him before he goes and makes his move. That is something that is not coachable. You just have to have that inherently. All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. They are your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.